Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production of Intercom Communications, and a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Timothy Holcomb.
Hello, and welcome into Focus on the Upstate. I'm your host, Timothy Holcomb, and this week I'm talking to Sergeant Sean Delaney Gasing of South Carolina National Guard. Sergeant Gasing, how are you doing today?
Hey, good afternoon, Tim. I'm doing well. How are you?
I cannot complain. I cannot complain on this Sunday morning. Well, I want to get into the fact that you are in the National Guard. So I want to speak into what is exactly your role with the National Guard?
Sure. So I am a recruiting and retention non-commissioned officer, and that's the fancy title that the military has given me. But really what I am is what the civilian world considers talent acquisition, or better known as a recruiter.
So where exactly are you from?
So originally I'm from the west side of Cleveland, Ohio. I'm from a small community of about 16,000 called Bay Village, about 20 minutes east of Cleveland, or excuse me, west of Cleveland, and grew up there up until I was about 22, 23, and moved down to South Carolina. Long story short, I met my wife through my brother-in-law, who's now my brother-in-law. We went to our Army job schools together, and introduced me to his sister, and lo and behold, ended up down here in the upstate, and have been here ever since, except for a brief period in 2014, where I finished up my bachelor's degree at the University of Akron up in Ohio, and then came with my wife back down here to the South.
Wow, that's a really cool story there.
Yeah.
There's so many people, I tell you, that just end up meeting their wife from here. I'm like, there's all kind of famous people, too, that I'm like, wait a minute. His wife was from this area, and it was just,
yeah.
Greenville has that way about it. I don't know how to explain it. But,
you know, I'd say it's definitely a melting pot. I see more Ohio plates sometimes down here than I do South Carolina plates. So, yeah, absolutely.
I hear you. Well, speak to how did you get involved in the Guard?
Sure. So I started off. When I was going to the University of Akron, I was in, give or take, between my junior and senior year. And at that point, I'd racked up about $30,000 to $40,000 worth of student loan debt. And I was looking at my options. And I said, you know, I want to go to school. I want to finish school. But I don't want to have to continue to put myself into debt just to do that. And up to that point, I had this idea in my mind that I was going to serve in some capacity. The military had always been in the back of my mind, but I kept saying to myself, you know, if I'm going to do this, I don't know if I can do full time. I don't know if that's, you know, what I'm able to do based on what I want to do with my life. I wanted to have that equal balance of living a regular civilian life with also being able to serve in the military. And I was on campus actually going through the ROTC program at the University of Akron, and one of the gentlemen that was there was a National Guard recruiter. And I said, you know, I've heard of it. I don't fully understand what you guys have to offer. Can you talk to me a little bit about it? And so we talked, and he said, listen, you're looking to go into something that's part-time while still maintaining what you do in the civilian world, you know, building up your career, or in some cases for some folks, starting a career. And I said, yep, that's definitely me. And so he proceeded to show me some options that the National Guard offered to be able to do just that, be able to serve part-time, in our case, 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the year, and be able to still go to school, maintain a civilian job, and build up a career, you know, along with having the benefits of being able to serve alongside it.
So would you say your recruiter came to you?
I would say in some cases, but and in some instances with folks we work with now, it's not necessarily we have to go to certain people. It's that they have a natural calling or have a thought in their mind, you know, that see yourself in the mirror type thing where they see themselves, but they also see what they could be, you know, whether it's right. a doctor or a lawyer, a welder, you know, electrician, whatever it may be. And they think, okay, well, I see where I'm at now, but I see where I could be. And I see an individual who has the ability to be able to help me get to where I want to go in life. Right. And so for me, I think that was what got me into his office. I had a general idea of what I wanted. I just needed a person to be able to help me reach the goals that I had in mind.
And that leads me into my next question. Someone that has that itch that of what you were just talking about, how can they get in contact with you or someone from the National Guard office to be able to join the National Guard one day?
Absolutely. So I am a recruiter. We each have our different jurisdictions, if you will, our different areas that we cover. We have over 100 recruiters across the state of South Carolina. And for me in particular, I cover part of Simpsonville as well as Malden. So for me, if you're in those areas, you can reach out to me. I'll give you my phone number. It's 864-884-0845. You can call me or text me. I'm pretty responsive at all hours. Try not to call me in the middle of the night. I do tend to like to sleep here and there. But if you're outside of those areas, I work with a great group of folks here at our office that cover different parts of the upstate. And there's a recruiter nearby to where you are. And so to find them, you can go to nationalguard.com. On the bottom of the page, the left side, there's a find a recruiter option. And you can type in your zip code and a recruiter will pop up for your area. As well as giving 1-800-GO-GUARD a call. Those are folks that are there to help you out and to get you in touch with someone in your area. So various different options, absolutely.
So for someone, they found the person, found the recruiter, and they've joined. They go to basic training. What do they expect there?
Yes, that's a great question. Basic training is that that thing people hear about. You see it in movies, but you don't really know what you're getting into until you actually go through it. And I can tell you, it is one of the most fantastic experiences you'll ever go through. It takes an individual who has an idea of where they want to go, or in some cases doesn't really know where they want to go or is trying to find that purpose in life. And you go through this training with folks from all different backgrounds, nationalities, political views, you name it. And it's 9 weeks, 4 days at four different locations across the country, one of them being Fort Jackson down in Columbia. And you get to learn the basics of how to be a soldier, how to walk, talk, and act like a soldier. And on top of that, you get to learn leadership and things that in some cases you pay thousands upon thousands of dollars to get out in the civilian world in terms of the skill set. And you come out of this experience not only appreciating your fellow soldiers and, you know, the brothers and your sisters to the left and right of you, but you appreciate each other's uniqueness and what you can offer to the organization as a whole. And so for us here in the National Guard, you know, I say all the time, you're not joining an organization, you're joining a family. You know, I've got roughly 10,000 brothers and sisters who are Army National Guard soldiers here in the state of South Carolina. And I know for a fact that through the training we've been through, the experiences we've been through, helping our fellow citizens here in the state, you know, we have the ability to impact change in a positive way, to be there for folks in their time of need. And so going through all of that training, you come out on the other end with this shared sense of duty, responsibility, and overall just pride. You know, in the family that we represent, you know, when it comes to going out there and helping out not only the state, but the country.
Now, speak to the timeliness of the training. How long does it take for someone who is just getting started in basic training to when they eventually come out of it and they're ready to go to work?
Sure. So basic training, as I mentioned before, it's 9 weeks, 4 days. We go through the exact same training as the Army Reserve and the active Army. And so after you finish that basic training, where, again, you're learning the basics of how to be a soldier, you go on to what we call AIT. Military has a great way of coming up with acronyms for everything. And in this case, this one is Advanced Individual Training. It's your job school. So whatever career path you choose to pursue with us, again, we have over 100 some career paths. You're going to go to that specific school to learn that specific job. And so in terms of the time frame for that, that all depends on how technical the job is. I'm a culinary specialist by trade. So when I went to my school, it was 8 weeks long. Now, schools will vary in length. They could be longer than that, again, depending on how technical they are. So folks who deal with computers, folks who work on the helicopters that we have in this state, which there are some here in the upstate, there's some down in Columbia. Those folks are going to go through a little longer job schools because they're working on multi-million dollar equipment. And we want to make sure that when they come out and of that training and go back to their unit, that they're fully capable of being able to handle any task that's thrown at them and to be able to troubleshoot any issues that might arise, you know, with that particular aircraft they're working on.
Right. And a lot of people think that you guys do a lot with high school seniors, but you also do some stuff with high school juniors, correct?
We do. One of the misconceptions that I've heard from time to time is that, hey, I can only join the military, once I'm in my senior year or I'm about to graduate or have already graduated. And with us, that's not the case. We have a very neat program that we're able to offer. It's called Split Option, and it's where folks can join in their junior year. So our age range to join is between 17 and 35 for folks who have never served. And so for those 17-year-olds who are a junior, they're able to join in their junior year. And the unique opportunity for them is that while all their friends are trying to figure out what they want to do over their summer break, you're going to basic training. You're knocking out that important training and putting some money in your pocket, some leadership skills in your pocket, along with some experiences and friendships that will last a lifetime. And you're coming back to South Carolina at the end of that, going right back to high school into your senior year. And so for those students, they'll finish off their senior year as a normal student. But then after they finish their senior year, you're going to your job school, your AIT, your Advanced Individual Training, where you're going to learn whatever job you signed up with us to learn. And once you finish that, again, the very neat part about us is you come right back to South Carolina and you're going to school using our education benefits, or you're going on to a career. And that could be a career that you're currently pursuing in the National Guard, or it can be completely opposite of what you're doing in the National Guard. And that's the very unique part about us. One of the many unique parts is that what you do in the National Guard is not necessarily what you have to do out in the civilian world. So, for example, I worked in aviation prior to getting in recruiting, and this was at the same time I was a culinary specialist in the military. So I worked in operations, and that was completely opposite of what I did in the military. But I can tell you the skills that I've learned from serving have definitely turned around and been used in my civilian job and a lot of different aspects of my life.
Now, you mentioned state educational benefits along with federal benefits as well.
Sure.
Speak to that and exactly what kind of benefits would a student be getting if they were to join the National Guard?
Yeah, so because we're the National Guard, because we have that state role, every state has a National Guard. The territories have a National Guard as well. And we each, along with federal benefits, which every military service, regardless of the branch, gets $4,000 of federal tuition assistance that you can use to go to school, to pursue a degree. Where the National Guard takes it a step further is because not only do we have a federal role in providing support for, in our case, the U.S. Army, we also have a state role, and that's really what we're known for. And so because we serve our state in times of natural disasters, hurricanes, floods, the current COVID-19 pandemic, the state affords us the opportunity to give us a little bit more money to be able to go to school. So in our case, it's $4,500, and this is all per academic year, to be able to pursue either a college education. You can use it for certificates, or you can use it for trade schools. And this is actually was put together by the South Carolina legislature. If you ever go on Google and type in SC State House, National Guard College Assistance Program, you'll see one of the first links for the State House. And it talks about this exact program and what exactly it offers for members of the National Guard.
All this stuff sounds great to a kid. It's like, oh, I'm looking for money. But yeah, there's also other sides that you have to work. So what are some things that potential recruits can do to get themselves ready for the Guard before they get into basic training?
We like emphasizing not only making sure you are mentally ready to pursue a career in the military, but also making sure you're physically ready. We want to make sure that when you come into our organization, you know, if you don't know how to work out, we're gonna take care of you. We're gonna make sure you know how what the proper exercises to do are that we you will do throughout your military career. And then for folks who already know how to work out, we're just going to refine how they're working out and teach you how the National Guard does it. So it's very important to be staying in shape. If you're not already working out or you don't have a workout regimen, it'd be good to start one. You know, I tell folks all the time, I'm not a workout guru, but it's very easy to walk outside and start running up and down the street. It's small steps that you can take incrementally to be able to get yourself in shape. To be able to go to basic training and then obviously on for further training into your unit. So there's not really a one-track plan for everyone. It's based on what you, you know, what your experiences are working out. You know, some folks are really great at it and they have a routine that they go about doing. And then other folks, you know, myself included, when I came in, yeah, the general idea of what you were doing, but the National Guard helped refine it. And I can tell you when you go through the training, we're going to teach you ways to be able to keep yourself not only physically fit, but mentally fit as well.
File me under that category. That is something that I would definitely need help on for sure.
Yeah. Hey, we'd be glad to help you out with that. That's not a problem.
Well, someone goes into National Guard and says, well, they each have their own individual goals and stuff. Speak to for yourself. How would you define success?
So I think success is defined by what you define success as. And that sounds like I'm putting a statement back on you, but to be honest, everyone has a different definition of success. I could think that success is having a lot of money in the bank, having a car in the driveway, having food in the refrigerator, whereas other folks could think, hey, it's having a Ferrari in the driveway or having a mansion or having a private jet. And although that's an extreme, it's perception. It's the thought that, or the mindset of, what makes me happy? What do I consider something that is a lofty goal to be able to pursue? So that way, when I attain it, it's something that was in my head all along of something that I needed to pursue. And so for folks who have, you know, that thought of, well, I want to own my own business. And I actually just chatted with the gentleman this morning about that exact topic. He said, I want to own my own business. I said, that's great. And he said, well, how do I do it? I said, well, this is definitely step one, because with anything you do in life, there's always that first step. And I tell folks all the time, especially the ones who are nervous about pursuing an opportunity like this, you know, listen, change doesn't happen by you sitting down and accepting the status quo. It happens by you taking that first step and deciding that today you are going to do something different to make sure that the rest of your life, you're not looking back saying, I wish I would have done this.
Right.
So success is defined by, you know, your definition of success, and it's different for everyone.
That kind of goes for anything in life, right? Anything that what you feel is your goal and stuff, and if you achieve that is your success. So I completely get that. Now, my next question is, I want to talk about, what is the difference in training/experiences for women as opposed to men? Because men in there, but there are actually some women that serve in the National Guard, right?
There are, and as I said before, you know, I don't look at this as an organization. It's my brothers and sisters out there that are serving alongside me. And for me, for our organization, they are equally valuable parts of our organization as men are. And we can all do the same things. We all can pursue the same goals. And in terms of our training, they go through the exact same training we do. They are there with us, you know, when we're going through basic training, they're there with us through our job schools, and they're there with us at our units, and they are just as equally valuable as men are in terms of what they pursue. They are at high levels of leadership within our organization. They are out there, you know, alongside their male counterparts, training the future of the National Guard. And so the experiences, regardless of gender, are going to be different for each person that joins our organization. But I can tell you, coming out on the other side, you're going to have great experiences that have not only tested you mentally and physically, but have created a stronger version of the person that was on the front end going into basic training.
Now, and you've said this a few times, and the better version of you, you've said that, and that's kind of sticking with me. And talking about when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Speak upon that. What was that for you before you got into the National Guard and to you on this day?
Sure. So I'll speak to the broader point first, and then I'll talk to you a little bit about myself. And really for your listeners, the idea that of being a better version of you is that the person that is coming into our organization is not a bad person. They're not, you know, they're not maybe perfect, but none of us are perfect. And so we all have unique characteristics that make us, you know, special, whether it's you're good at public speaking, you're great at math, you're really good at helping folks, you have a talent for speaking a different language. There's different things that make us special. And so taking those characteristics and putting them into our organization, we're going to teach you stuff that will assist you in being, as I said, a better version of yourself, in the sense that we're not taking what you're good at and changing it. We're just adding to your toolbox. And so if you're good at public speaking or you're good at speaking a foreign language, that's fantastic. And there's places within our organization that you can thrive in using those skills that you have from coming into the military. And so, and that goes to speak to the folks that, you know, the organization, how it's set up. Being part-time, we're going to have those lawyers, those doctors, those electricians that we talked about, the welders that are bringing those unique talents with them to the National Guard. And although they may not use all of their skills that they've learned in their civilian career within the National Guard, there's going to be times where certain traits, such as leadership or discipline, things they might have learned in the civilian world or vice versa, things they learned from the military that they can translate to the civilian world. So it's a back and forth of we're going to take what you're good at and just expound upon that. So for me, it was I like public speaking. I was a communications major in college. It's something I've always enjoyed. And so for me, the unique opportunity is I have that skill set and I'm able to use it now in my job. And especially here today, you know, as I talk with you or as I speak with you, to be able to talk about how the National Guard can benefit your listeners from different age groups and different backgrounds to be able to accomplish a goal that they may not have thought was attainable up until they potentially heard this interview. They might have been that first generation of college student. They might have been that first generation of military. And that's really what we're here for. Because at some point in my career, you know, I have to take the uniform off and, as we jokingly say, go to the house, because there is a point where I have to retire. Mm-hmm. And I would like to hope that the folks coming up behind me have that passion and that drive to not only serve their state and country, but also to gain skills that they're going to be able to go out into the civilian world and use to make us that much better, you know, of a population.
Now speak to the desire and motivation to serve of the current Guard members. And how does that relate to a legacy of Army National Guard service?
Sure. So everyone has a reason, like I said, for coming into this organization. And so that reason is what we tell folks to remember every day that they're serving. You know, whether that's going to college, whether that's going to out into the career path that you want to pursue, or whether it's both, going to get your college education, then pursuing a career path or going to a trade school. And so that desire always, we tell folks, yeah, it always has to be in the back of your mind when you're going out there. You know, what am I looking to obtain? So in the case of our current members, that desire is to serve. That desire is to give back. You know, when they get up in the morning, a lot of them are motivated by the opportunities they get to be able to help their citizens here in the state in their time of need. And that goes back to what we do as an organization, you know, whether it's our state role in giving back during hurricanes and floods, you know, the 1,000-year flood that happened a couple years back, or the current COVID-19 assistance that we're offering to organizations around the country. But it goes back to a legacy of service. You know, the National Guard, as some people might not know, is the oldest component of the military. Our roots go all the way back to, and they've nailed down a date, December 13th of 1636. We were a colonial militia. And the idea was, you've heard the saying citizen soldier, and in this case, that this is where it came from. The idea that we were here at home, ready to defend our home in the event that that was needed. And it's evolved over the years into the organization it is today. You know, over 450,000 men and women serving in 50 states and four territories. And so that legacy of service has played into who we are today, in the sense that we call upon those roots on a day-to-day basis to say, hey, you know, we are in a position where we have the ability to affect change, to protect our state when it's needed, to protect our country when it's needed. And so those roots going all the way back to 1636 play out every day in the organization.
He is Sean Delaney Guessing. Thank you so much, sir, for joining the show. And before we go, tell the people on the audience out there listening one more time how they can reach you.
Sure. So if you're in the Malden area, or you're in the Simpsonville area, or you're in the upstate area and want to try to get in touch with either myself or a recruiter, feel free to give me a call at 864-884-0845. If you're anywhere else outside of there, you're more than welcome to go to nationalguard.com, go down to the bottom, and you'll see on the left-hand side a Find a Recruiter button. Go ahead and click on that, and that will lead you to a link where you can type in your zip code and find out who the local recruiter is for your area. And then the last option, if you don't want to go on the internet, is to call 1-800-GO-GUARD. One of the nice folks on the line there will help you get in touch with your local recruiter.
All right, there you have it. Thank you so much, sir, for coming on, and wish you best of luck.
Hey, it's been my absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for having us.
All right, you've been listening to Focus on the Upstate. I'm your host, Timothy Holcomb. We'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Timothy Holcomb. If you'd like more information on today's topic, email timothy.holcomb@entercom.com. I would buy you a house. And if I had $1 million, if I had $1 million, buy you furniture for your house, maybe an ice Chesterfield or an ottoman. And if I had $1 million.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.